Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. Let me update you quickly on what has happened here today so far, and we will get back to another game that will be happening here in just a few moments with the Fayetteville Lady Wolves and the Chillsburg Lady Tigers. In the first game today, it was all Winterboro Lady Bulldogs as they defeated the B.B. Comer Lady Tigers by a score of 80-20. And then just a couple of moments ago, you saw the you heard the game end with Childersburg 63-20, a 43-point win for the Tigers over Fayetteville. Here it'll be the Childersburg Lady Tigers and the Fayetteville Lady Wolves. When we come back, we'll have that action for you on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. You're listening to it right here on Kicks 100.3.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 4 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely, close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett will be joined by KJ McCurley here shortly. Today's action has seen Winterboro's girls defeat B.B. Comer's girls 80-20, and the Chillsburg boys just eliminated the Fayetteville Wolf boys by a score of 63-20. So we're getting set to bring this next game to you. It's Childersburg's girls and Fayetteville's girls right here on Kicks 100.3. Stay with us. We'll have basketball most of the day for you as we got you coming up right here with game three of the Talladega County tournament.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network here courtside at Lincoln High School, and I'm going to get on the microphone with my man Johnny Johnson. And before I ask you any question about that ball game, now 17-6 on the year, how did it feel coaching against the other McCurley today?
Hey, that's what I did to his shirt. I took his shirt and crossed right there, but I know he loved the game over there. I asked him how it feel to be on the other side at this time playing against us.
I tell you what, you and I might have been the two happiest men in the gym Friday night, but I guarantee you he was probably right there with
us. I know. Everybody said that we were happy. Y'all were happy. Everybody had a great time.
But now you turn your attention to this tournament. I thought at times today your team played very well defensively. How can you not getting 20 points? I mean, come on.
You know, the big thing we came in, you know, you got that big win Friday. You had that high to get past that high to come play now. So we really treating this tournament as a Sweet 16. Today was a Sweet 16 game. Wednesday is an Elite 8 game. And we can get past that right there Wednesday. We treat that Friday as the state championship game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The region championship. So
absolutely,
that's what we're trying to get these guys, because tournament time is a one and done.
Absolutely.
You know, and we got the opportunity tonight to play a lot of guys.
Yes.
We got them little ninth grader, Adair up, played up today. You know, we're trying to find some guys to help us down the stretch.
I think Coach Moore has done an incredible job with this Fayetteville program. The big guy, Landon looked a little frustrated today at times, but at times they got some good buckets against you guys. They played hard, but talk about your team, because Jacob didn't have a normal Jacob day today.
He didn't. We knew going in, we told them guys that, you know, we took him in and out. You know, he didn't get in the flow with his shooting right here. And this morning, guys, we got up this morning and shot at 8 o'clock. Them guys came in. Most of it was working on our defense, some different press stuff we did today. They cut some back cuts on us today. The guy, Brandon, shot the ball
six
well.
6 3-pointers today,
that's a key. Yeah, we need him shooting the basketball for us to keep going. Tay did his thing.
Yep.
Hezekiah didn't have that moment he had from Friday night, but still, the big thing today was to get guys on the floor to get it going and still did a good job defensively.
I thought Lefty played well today.
He did.
We've got to somehow get Duke to control his emotions again. Another situation. There wasn't nothing.
But, you know, that's why I got that 30-second timeout. And I said, man, you can't do, you know, it wasn't the cost of it. You win in a ball game, you can't be able to handle yourself when you play in big games.
Yeah.
Because you're doing a big game, that can get you beat.
Yeah.
Emotions should never got into this game today.
Absolutely. Well, are you going to stick around and watch the Tiger girls?
Yeah, watch the Tiger. We're going to support each other. Yeah, so, yes, we're going to stick around and watch.
Well, I got to ask you, because he's already told me, Coach Davin Flanord told me that the biggest part of this day for him was going to be able to coach against the guy he's talking to over there, Coach Al Barnett. What do you think about them two?
Yeah. You know, I've been with him for 14 years. Great guy. Learned a lot from him. And like I tell Coach Flanord, that be ready for some good man defense, because that's what they're going to play.
And you know what? He got his 300th win a couple of weeks ago. Congratulations to him. Hey, congratulations to you and your team. 17-6 on the year. Wednesday night, you will have the winner of Winterboro and B.B. Comer somewhere around 7 o'clock right here at Lincoln. We need a lot of people out.
We do. Come out, support. Hey, we playing grip ball right now. Really appreciate them guys coming out last Friday. Had a good crowd in there.
Yes.
Student body been doing great. But then make that trip to Lincoln so you can enjoy the ball game.
Absolutely. So we'll step aside and take another timeout. Coach Johnny Johnson will enjoy this girls' game and enjoy a 17th victory of the year, now 17-6 on the year. And, of course, headed to the championship game of the small boys tournament on Wednesday night. Coach, thank you here.
All right. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. And, of course, K.J. McCurley and Jacob Bassett will be joining me here in just a couple of moments. We'll step aside and preview this girls' game coming up between Childersburg and Fayetteville when we come back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and simultaneously Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Tiger Sports Network and Childersburg High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Imagine a job where weekends are free, health benefits are fully covered, and vacation time comes standard. It might sound too good to be true, but that's everyday life at INEOS USA in Childersburg. With team members who have been there for over 20 years, it's clear this is more than just a job. It's a place to grow. Find them at 100 Nippon Drive or swing by the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where great careers and great people come together.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Childersburg Tiger Basketball is on the air. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at RadioAlabamaSports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at RADigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Welcome back to Lincoln Golden Bear Arena here. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley, and Jacob Bassett with you for Childersburg and Fayetteville Lady Tiger and Lady Wolf basketball. But before I get to it, I'm going to ask KJ now, sitting on the bench, seeing that Childersburg defense was a little different than the way you and I see it on stage. What did you think about how your team, the Fayetteville Wolves and the Tigers, played today?
Well, first off, I thought Childersburg did what they usually do. The formula stayed true today, even though they played down. They want to get out on defense. They want to really make you work for what you do on offense, get you tired, get you to fog up some passes, get you to take some forced shots, and then they want to get out and run and get some easy offense for them going the other way. They've just been so attention to detailed, especially on switching, perimeter defense. Jacob Johnson and Tay Fairman being court level, I'm going to tell you, those two guys – they all do, but those two guys in particular, outstanding job of communicating. Hey, watch this guy screen coming. Hey, watch this guy screen. They're just captains. When you have two guys that are just captains, it just makes it really easy for everybody else. But speaking of Fayetteville, you know, I thought our guys handled it pretty good at times. I thought we had some open shots against that defense that just didn't fall. And I also thought we forced a few that shouldn't have been taken. And then in the second half, when they broke it open, Brandon Calhoun got loose. Hey, I mean, we know he can knock them down in bunches. And I told the guys, your rotations just have to be crisp with him. You just got to try to make it tough. We did it a few times in the first half, didn't do it at all in the second half. He had a couple of practice warm-up, halftime warm-up jump shots, and you just can't let that happen. But, hey, our guys have three long days ahead of them to practice before a pivotal region game on Friday with Verbena, and I'm really excited about being there for that one as well, as I am getting to call girls basketball for the first time in a while with our Lady Wolves, who are on the rise with former Tiger Al Barnett at the helm. And I'm going to tell you, he and his assistants have just done a tremendous job with these Lady Wolves.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask both of you all, because you've seen both of these lady teams play, KJ. Your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game for both of them, and then I'll let Jacob give his Atkinson Holmes keys to the game for Fayetteville.
Well, For Childersburg on offense, you want to get out and run. Just similar to the boys, you know, they like getting D-Towns involved. They like getting Tyasia Winston. They call her Fat Winston. They like getting her going downhill to the bucket. She really, really likes that penetration. The other player you have to watch out for is Malia Keith. She eats on the glass. She just camps out down there, and she's very good at finishing tough, tough baskets in the paint. You just got to try to make it tough in the paint. meet for this Tiger team if you're Fedville. And if you're the Tigers, you got to try to get out and run. Because I'm going to tell you, Al Barnett's had some athletes come out and join the basketball team that are going to do some good things for Coach Stubblefield on the diamond this year. Speaking of one, Henley McGinnis, who's just been on a tear lately, really been a factor for the Wolves. If she can get going to help out A.K. Blair and some of this experience for the Wolves, this can really be a closer game than Childersburg would like to make it.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my keys.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. It took the words right out of my mouth. We have to get the ball inside to Katie Brasher or Kennedy Manus, whichever one of them's on the inside at whatever time. Feed the ball to them. If not, find AK on the outside. You know, she's a sharpshooter. And once she gets hot, you know, she becomes a hot hand, kind of like Brandon Calhoun in that boys' game earlier. So once you get your shooters going, especially for these Wolves, that's been their key to success for the wins that they've had this year.
Well, we're just about a minute away from starting lineups being called out here, but Jacob Bassett, you have them for both of these teams. I'll let you go ahead and call them out, and we'll get going with game three of the day.
Well, just like the boys' game, the Fayetteville Lady Wolves are the designated away team. They're starting five, the traditional starting five for the Lady Wolves: Kennedy Morris, Addie Stanley, Charlotte Kelly, Katie Brasher, and Anna Kate Blair. On the other side, the designated home team for this, the Childersburg Tigers, is Taasia Winston, Shaylee Dallas, Paris Jones, Demi Towns, and Jada Anderson.
And if you're wondering how that home and away is determined, the higher seed is your home team. So Childersburg being the number two seed in this tournament, Fayetteville being number three. The 1-4 played this morning, and it was not close at all. 80-20, Winterboro defeated the B.B. Comer Tigers, Lady Tigers. And, of course, now next, after this game, I'll go ahead and mention you, R.J. Burns will be joining me as B.B. Comer will be the be playing against the Winterboro Bulldogs boys team. That ought to be fun. That ought to be a pretty good game. Now, I got to tell you, just getting away from this just a second ago, R.J. was letting me know everything going on Friday night. Winterboro played Sylacauga to a three-point game Friday night.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched it. Like I said, I watched it on the Aggie Sports Network from the comforts of the house in the recliner. And man, Winterboro gave Sylacauga everything they could handle.
And, of course, lineups being called out, and I'll let these guys too kind of help me a little bit today because I got four games to call, and it may go out on me at some point in time. But let me tell you something about Fat Winston and Shaylee Dallas. These two guards for Childersburg's Lady Tiger team are going to get after you. I'm just telling you, they're going to be able to tell you what flavor gum you're chewing. They just get right up in your grill. Paris Jones getting a start today along with Quintasia McKinney and also D. Towns. And KJ knows that D. Towns, she's a lot like Brandon Calhoun, that if you give her open looks from three and she gets hot, she can start wearing it out.
Well, you see what numbers on her jersey, 33. Yeah. I think there was a guy that played for Fedville that was pretty similar. Didn't need much airspace. Anyway, now D-Towns just has absolutely a quick trigger. She doesn't need much space, and she's very, very confident. Misses do not shake her. She's just going to keep firing, and that's one of the things that help her. You got to put up the next one like the first miss didn't happen, and Fedville's got to stay attached to her all day.
And I'm looking also on the bench. I do not see, or maybe I do see, one of their better players, Kari Mallory, I believe, is not in uniform today. We'll check that and see. Maybe I can talk with Coach Davin Flanord. You know, he said the best thing about this game for him today was coaching against his good buddy Al Barnett, and they ought to have some fun with it. They were talking the whole time during the pregame, so here we go. As Fayetteville is going to get the tap, they're going to go down and lay it up, partially blocked. And Childersburg will come out of there with it. Here comes Shaylee Dallas with the basketball to Quintasia McKinney, or excuse me, that's Paris Jones, who's got it, to D. Towns in the corner. Couldn't get a shot. And here we go. We'll set it back up again. Jada Anderson actually gets the start over Quintasia, and that's a three by Demi Towns, and that's good.
Just like we told you, she wants to shoot the basketball. You got to be careful how much you sag off of her. Just because she plays on the block, she can absolutely fire them.
Good ball movement by the Wolves. They get an open look with Charlotte Kelly, and she couldn't get it to go. And I think I got some numbers that are a little different, Jacob. You'll have to help me out because numbers are different sometimes with home and away jerseys. I think that is Charlotte Kelly wearing number 11.
Yes, that's correct.
Demi Towns will go all the way down underneath. Can't get it to go. Childersburg will control it, though. Shaylee Dallas. And she'll turn it over with a double dribble.
And you've got to know that Coach Barnett has been in his players' ears about the defensive aggressiveness and the quick hands that they're going to see today with these Tigers. You cannot fog passes up. That was almost a turnover for the Pueblo Wolves.
Anna Kate Blair will get a three off the glass. It's still no good. It will be Childersburg basketball as Charlotte Kelly touched it last.
And, you know, we played Horseshoe Bend last week, and they pressed the whole game, kind of like what Childersburg boys did in that last game. And, you know, that's what's going to disrupt this Fayetteville offense.
Yeah, they've got to be able to make passes. You beat the press with the pass if it's man, and you just got to know that. You're not going to beat it with speed.
Childersburg mishandles the basketball underneath the goal, and it turns it over to Fayetteville. 3-0, Childersburg with 6:25 to go first quarter. Dave McCurley. K.J. McCurley and Jacob Bassett calling this one, will you? I got two more to go today. See if Fayetteville can, they're trying to get it inside to big Katie Brasher, and they throw it away.
Yeah, Coach Barnett likes to get things going in the post and kind of work the inside-out game going. Katie has had some good games at times this year. She does struggle to finish at the rim, as do a lot of these Fayetteville bigs. We'll see if they can finish some of those close ones to get the pressure off their back.
Jump shot by Paris Jones is no good, and I think Childersburg stepped on the baseline with it. It'll go over to the Lady Wolves. Childersburg will back out of their pressure right now, but I wonder if they're going to come out in that trap. They did that against midfield on Friday night. Let's see. At some point in time, they're going to do that. They're going to come out and trap the ball handler when they come across half court. And Fayetteville mishandles the pass with Addison Stanley. It'll go down the floor, and Childersburg is going to be fouled. And here's where a lot of times, and I don't like to really gouge on the officials, but that foul was called from half court, and a guy 2 feet from the bucket never blew his whistle.
Yeah, hands in the pockets, just watching and seeing what's going on, watching for the shot to go in. Oh, foul from the back of the play. Happens way too much in basketball.
Shaylee Dallas will get the first free throw. 5:39 to go, 4-0, Childersburg over the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville. We're in the first quarter of this one, game three of the 2026 Talladega County Basketball Tournament. Happy Martin Luther King Day to you. And Shaylee Dallas hits the second free throw, but it's disallowed due to a lane violation on Childersburg.
And can't step over that line until the ball is all the way through, all the way over.
Here they come with that trap. They were coming with it, and Anna Kate Blair almost lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, that needs to be a reach-in tag. You know, when you can do that from the back, but if you have your hand wrapped around the waist, that's a reach. You cannot do that. So that needs to be called by the official.
Fayetteville gets it inside, back outside. Now to Blair, who's backing out toward the timeline, throws it cross-court, and is stolen away by Malaya Keith. She's going to go down, lay it up, and in.
Not a good pass. Back across into the teeth of the defense, and the tallest player and arguably the most aggressive player for the Tigers in Malia Keith. She's going to want to get out and run and do that.
As Coach Jessica from Lincoln walks by with her star player, she's been under the weather. Don't know if she's going to play today against Mumford. That will be the fifth game of the day. There's a lot of the Winterboro Bulldogs coming in the arena now. They've got the next game up, the boys do, against the B.B. Comer Tigers. Anna Kate Blair with the basketball, 6-0, Childersburg in the lead. Matthews blocked a little bit, but here's Fayetteville. Charlotte Kelly gets it across court. Back to Anna Kate Blair. They'll fire a three short by Kennedy Morris.
Much better ball movement, though.
Yes. And Childersburg throws it away as they were trying to get it to Demi Towns down the floor, and it's thrown away just a little too far for her.
Jacob, when Fayetteville is at their best under Coach Barnett, the ball's hopping 5-6 times in one possession.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to move the ball around trying to find the best shot.
Stanley gets it back to Anna Kate. And the corner goes back to Stanley. She'll try to get it inside, and it's tipped away and stolen away again by Chillsburg.
You've got to look where you're throwing the ball before you throw it against this Tiger team. They're too fast.
And there's a three-pointer by Paris Jones of all of unlikely people, and it is an 8-0 lead, and Al Barnett wants to talk about it. We'll step aside and take a timeout with him. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipserskal jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. As Fayetteville trails the Lady Tigers of Chillsburg 9-0.
Here's A.K. Blair bringing the ball down the court. Gets a screen. That was Kennedy Morris on the screen. Here is Katie Brasher. Nice pass down low. Charlotte Kelly puts it up and in for two. Jacob Bassett, first points of the game for the Wolves. Nice possession.
Finally getting on the board with a good ball movement.
Here's Childersburg back down quickly the other way. You just cannot hold your breath long. They're coming right at you. And it looks like that's going to go against
Addie Stanley,
yep. And I believe that's going to be two on her.
That's her one.
One, okay. Then you'll likely see Henley McGinnis come in to take her. She is set to check in at the scorer's table. And this is a young lady checking in that really impressed me the other night at Talka Academy, just with her aggressiveness, just really gets after it, especially on defense.
It adds you another shooter on the floor, too.
Absolutely. And number two, Shaylee Dallas. They look so much alike. Shaylee Dallas puts in the first free throw, putting it 10-2 for the Tigers. 3:29 to go in the first. Free throw number two is up. It's short. D Towns with an easy offensive rebound. Charlotte Kelly's just got to get better position on that.
We're definitely going to have to rebound against a good team like the Lady Tigers.
Here's Anna Kate Blair bringing the ball down the court. And, yeah, they're going to get that every time after so long of being on the back. That's number two, Shaylee Dallas, with a reach. And substitution into the game for the Lady Tigers. That's going to be number 25, Quintasia McKinney. Excuse me, number 15, McKinley Ashley. A.K. Blair, round the screen. Splits the double team. Finds Charlotte Kelly in the corner. Nice pump fake back over to A.K. Blair. Nothing there. Over it goes in the corner. On the block, this is McGinnis. She tries to put up a shot. This one was a little rushed, maybe trying to draw some contact. Here comes Keith the other way. Lost the ball out of bounds. Her eyes got wide seeing that much space, Jacob, and she just quite couldn't finish.
Well, it's like a receiver in football. You got to think about the ball first and then the play.
And here is Anna Kate Blair bringing it up. Her brother, Aiden, had a decent game today for the Fayetteville Wolves. A very capable shooter in his own right. Here's Blair. Around the wing it goes. This is Collins. Over it goes to Kelly. Kelly tries to drive, and she's going to be pushed. I believe they're going to get number two, Shaylee Dallas.
Well, there was a one in front of it. I didn't see. It was a two-digit number, so I missed that one.
And a good inbound set. It goes to A.K. Blair, and she gets a little shot from the block. Just left it a little short. Here comes the Tigers driving down. That's number 14, Jamez Towns. She couldn't get it to go.
And she was the culprit on that last foul, by the way.
Malia Keith picked up the ball, and she was fouled. Tigers will side out with number 40, Jada Anderson.
I think number 14 pronounced her name Jamez Towns.
Yep. And here is Towns over in the corner. Does a good job not traveling. Keith driving down, and Keith did travel. And it'll be Wolf basketball. When the Wolves have rotated nicely, they forced some turnovers. 2 minutes flat to go in the first quarter. Childersburg 12-2. KJ McCurley, David McCurley, and Jacob Bassett with you. Here's McGinnis for three. Tries to shoot over Malia Keith, and that's just tough to do.
And an almost impressive catch by the referee back there behind his back. But, yeah, Fayetteville's going to have to start forcing turnovers. You know, they're down by 10. If they want to get back in this, they're going to have to keep the Tigers away from the basket.
Yeah, there's been a lot of easy stuff, and I thought A.K. Blair definitely got fouled right there, but there's no call on the block. Tigers back down the other way trying to drive in, and they're going to get a blocking foul in the middle of the action. I believe they're going to get
Anna Kate
Blair tagged with the foul. I believe that's either one or two on her. Substitution set to check in. It's Kennedy Manis. Baseline drive, it goes to Towns, forces up a shot, won't get it. Jada Anderson follow layup, doesn't go. Rebound again to the Tigers, put up by Towns, no good. Wolves have got to get a rebound if they want a chance at this game. You cannot give Coach Flanord and these athletic Tigers that many looks at the rim.
And that was Kennedy Manis with a foul. You hit the nail on the head right there. We have to, like I said, you're going to have to keep the ball out of the Tigers' hands.
Just got a crash glass. Rebounding of plague the boys just a little bit ago as well. Bedville versus Childersburg. And very rare that you both boys and girls are the same seeds and the same rights and playing each other first. So a rare occurrence here in a close rivalry, 12-2, as we just had Anderson miss her first. Anderson second. This one's long. Deflection and a rebound almost corralled by Childersburg. Had it not been deflected, it'd beat the Tigers basketball. The Wolves have got to get on the glass, Jacob.
Yeah, that was a great job by Kennedy Manis right there to force the basketball into an unexpected Tigers hands, and it rolled out of bounds.
And I believe they're going to call a moving screen. Moving screen.
That's two quick ones on her.
Wow. And I got to be honest, she might have been a little high, but I thought she was still right there. Here's the Tigers with it. Bad pass, a little too high for number five, Yoki Cannon. She gets it, corrals it, and double dribbles, and Wolves will take back over. 12-2 has been the score for a hot minute. Let's see if the Wolves can put another one in the score column. Just over a minute to go in this first quarter.
Layla Morgan has also checked in.
And she is a capable shooter. Here's a good drive by McGinnis. Strong move. Beats her lady, number four, Aaliyah Bryant, to the rim and goes all the way. And she's going to get free throws. This is where McGinnis can help you.
Yes.
She knows when to be aggressive, and she knows when to shoot the basketball. McGinnis will get herself to the line. Let's see if she can convert. First free throw up, and it is nothing but net. You just see the potential.
And she has that unorthodox jump shot on her free throws, too.
Well, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
If the basketball finds the net, then the basketball
finds
the
works.
Net. Ask Sean Marion. People used to ask Sean Marion why he went swimming every time he shot it. Well, I've won a title, so there you go. McGinnis again, that unorthodox jumper as she goes a perfect 2-for-2. Neither hit the rim. Fedville desperately needed those 2 points. 12-4, your new score. 49 seconds to go. Tigers trying to beat the press. They do. But then number two, Shaylee Dallas, dribbles it off her foot. And here Fedville can chip in a little more.
Cut the lead in half at least.
So here is Blair getting things going. for the Wolves, and she has turned in over the last few years to an excellent point guard. She'll get a good look and fire a three. This time she leaves it short. Good rebound by Charlotte Kelly, and Layla Morgan is fouled from behind. Charlotte Kelly, great job finding the ball on the glass, getting it over to Morgan, and Morgan back to the free throw line where the Wolves can again help their cause from the charity stripe.
And Morgan's one that could get hot from the charity stripe when she wants to. As I say that, a funny bounce, but hey, she got it.
Every part of the rim. Morgan will get one more. And she's perfect. Cuts the lead in half, 12-6. 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Childersburg tries to get it across, nearly turns it over. The ball is tied up. Possession arrow favors the Wolves. They do turn it over. Active hands. Coach Al Barnett and the Wolves having another chance to go on and add to this run.
You know, with me going to practice every day, watching Kenley practice, they work on that trap every practice.
And their practice pays off. Here's Kelly with a drive. Nice floater. Too strong. Rebound goes up. Oh, just left short. That was number 30, Kennedy Manis, and it goes out of bounds. I believe Fedville will still retain possession.
And Manis, one of the...
I think it's out of bounds on Childersburg, guys. Let's inbound the ball. They didn't know we had the ball. 8 seconds to go. Fedville can still get a look up to end this quarter. Ball comes into Blair. Over to McGinnis. 4 seconds. Three. It'll be McGinnis on the drive. She's tied up. And it'll be a jump ball. Just good hands right back by the Tigers. Back-to-back great defensive plays by each of these teams. So 6 tenths left.
So that'll be Fayetteville's ball coming back in to start the second quarter.
Yep.
We are at the end of one quarter of play. It is Childersburg 12, Fayetteville 6 on the girls' side. We'll step aside and take a timeout. When we come back, you'll have second quarter action right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Courtside with you, Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley, and Jacob Bassett. It's the 2026 Talladega County Basketball Tournament. 12-6, Childersburg's Lady Tigers over the Lady Wolves right now. Back to the action.
Okay, Blair dribbling the ball back in. Gets a good screen from Morgan. Back over to Morgan. Blair couldn't do anything with it. Morgan picks up her dribble with no end in sight. Gets it over to McGinnis. McGinnis drives hard and gets herself back to the free throw line. I think there was a little bit of emphasis, Jacob Bassett, in that huddle. Coach Barnett saw these drives and saw the Federal Wolves able to get to that free throw line and told his ladies, hey, keep going at them.
And if anybody's going to draw contact, it's definitely Henley.
And McGinnis a little strong on her first attempt, and that's the Federal Wolves' first free throw miss of the night. They were 4-for-5. They are now 4-for-5.
And that was Jada Anderson for Childersburg.
And McGinnis gets the friendly bounce on the second. So free throws for the last 5 points for the Wolves to cut it 12-7. D-Towns trying to dribble through a trap, nearly turned over. Childersburg gets it in the corner. That was Paris Jones firing up a three. It was short. Blair the rebound. Blair the other way. Blair with the floater high off glass. Won't go. Tigers get the rebound, and they're going to get a foul called on Kennedy Manning.
She's going to have to come out because that's three fouls on her already.
And that one's just going to frustrate, I think, Coach Barnett, I think, because the possession had already turned over. You don't have to be over-aggressive right there. Just get back and play defense.
And Katie Brasher will check back in for Kennedy, as I said that. But, you know, as well as the Childersburg boys are coached, you know, a former Childersburg great Gerald Wallace, the girls also have former Childersburg great Takara Charles over there helping out Davin Flanore.
Yeah, that's a great call because she was an incredible basketball player. And I'm going to be honest, Coach Flanord is very, very close and in tune with Gerald. They really, really talk to each other about their programs and help a lot. This Tiger basketball program is just in a good place. Really,
you know,
is.
You guys talking about that coaching staff, another guy sitting over there with a lot of basketball experience. A high school member of mine, Coach Daryl McNeely, called him Fleetwood in high school, sitting right there next to Coach Flanord.
Yeah, I used to referee a lot of peewee games with Takara, so a very nice young woman, and I think she's only a year younger than me.
And Morgan tries to step through a double team, forces up a shot, D-Towns the other way. Pass down low to Keith. Katie Brasher with great defense, but nobody stayed on Shaylee Dallas, and she gets an easy two.
Yeah, great ball movement for the Tigers there.
The Wolves, again, being aggressive, and there's that trap. Childersburg set it up, and A.K. Blair just baited it right into their hands. And now Childersburg back down the other way, and they get fouled.
And that'll be Anna Kate.
A.K. rarely comes out. Anna Kate Blair is very, very depended on for this Federal Wolf basketball team, not just for offense, but a very good on-ball defender, too. Childersburg knifes in for two. A great cut by Malia Keith. But can't ask for anything better off the inbounds play. And she just misses the shot.
And Lena Batesel for the Lady Wolves checking in for her first minutes, and also Addie Stanley checks back in the game.
Now here's Katie Brasher. Nice pass over to Kelly. Kelly's shot is blocked. Brasher trying to fight for it underneath there, and she has it taken by Malia Keith. Back the other way, Fat Winston in the corner. It goes to D. Towns, left it short on the three. A good open look for Towns, and Fedville can't afford to give her many more of those, but excellent ball movement again by the Tigers. Fedville back the other way. Batesel back to Kelly. They will reset. Morris over to Batesel. Back up top it goes to Anna Kate Blair. Fedville being patient. That's got to be a foul, and it's called. That's Fat Winston with just a little too much contact there. And a competitive basketball game for these girls so far, 14-7, low scoring. It was 12-2 for the longest, and not a whole lot's been done since then. So a good competitive, low scoring basketball game.
But Childersburg has done just enough to keep
nice ball movement. Oh, Fedville got just what they wanted. To your point, gets it into the corner with Batesel, back down low to Kelly, and a great advance pass to Brasher, leading to free throws. When Fedville moves the basketball, this team can be tough on offense.
Yes.
They're not going to get you talent-wise with any one player, but collectively they can do damage as Brasher misses her first free throw just a little long.
And with the way this game is going, those free throws are going to become very crucial.
Yes, good call. Both teams have got there each several times, and Brasher uses backboard to bank it home. Banks open on a holiday. 5:22 to go in the first half, 14-8, Childersburg. Nice pass down low, and Childersburg misses a shot with Jada Anderson. Back up top it goes to D-Town. She'll save it nicely over to Fat Winston. Winston will reset. Over in the corner it goes to Towns. Morris jumped on a pump fake, and she shouldn't have. Towns with a floater falling away. Won't go. Keith, the offensive board, can't get it. Rebound, Anderson can't get it. Goes back up again. Finally puts it home. Excuse me, that's number 11, Malia Mack, getting into the scoring column for the Tigers. Again, four offensive rebounds, Jacob. Can't give it up.
Too many opportunities right there.
Here is Basil for a three. Nearly banked it in. Charlotte Kelly
can't bank it in on the rebound. 16-8, still your score. Childersburg back down the other way. Winston with a nice move in and out, hesitation, into that floater. That's where she can be good.
Yeah, Childersburg starting to pull away now.
Back up to 10. That was the biggest lead of the game earlier, and Fedville played through it. But here, Fedville fogs up a pass. Childersburg with the steal. Driving inside is number 11, Malia Mack. She can't get it. Rebound by Mack again. Brasher just bats it out, and she could have grabbed it. Mack drives in. Excuse me, this is Malia Keith. Malia's have really gave the Fedville Wolves a hard time. Keith and Mack are killing us on the offensive glass. Makia Mack, I'm sorry. She has really came into the game and provided a nice spark for the Tigers. At least 4 offensive rebounds already, and that's just her. And Keith just got one of her own right, getting herself to the line, where she can't rim in the first.
And that was Katie Brasher on the foul. She'll check out. Molly Chrysler will check in for her, as does Kennedy Morris checking in for Lena Batesel.
You talked about Micaiah Mack and Keith. You know, Keith has a connection. Jacob, me and KJ really like her granddad, the owner of Doug's Barbecue.
Okay.
Out on 280.
It's a great place to get something to eat. I'm telling you what.
And Childersburg jumped the line again.
And that will not please Coach Davin Flanord whatsoever. Here's Fedville with the basketball. Anna Kate Blair over to Collins. Back to Blair. Back outside Collins. Good ball movement for the Wolves.
Ooh, got away with a walk there.
Yeah, Marina's got away with the walk. And a banked in three by A.K. Blair from the corner. It's not rare you see a bank from the corner, but, hey, you make it work how you can get them in today's games. 18-11, Childersburg beats the Fedville press. Nearly draw a 5-second call. Towns dribbles through A.K. Blair. Here's a steal. Picked up. Over to Blair. Blair drives and finishes nicely high off glass. Fedville quickly cuts the Tiger lead back down to 5. Here is Fat Winston over in the corner. It goes. That's Paris Jones, forced to pick up her dribble back outside to Winston. She's checked by Collins. Here's Winston with the basketball. Good defense up top by Blair. She'll try to get it in the corner. It goes to Towns for a three. Left it short. Blair runs down the rebound. Numbers with Kelly. She doesn't take it. She tries to drive in for a layup. And it was blocked, but a nice offensive rebound by the Wolves.
And that was Towns.
Towns picks up the foul, and Fedville will retain possession. Stanley into Blair. Blair crossover dribble back to Stanley. Stanley tries to get it inside to Molly Chrysler, and it's knocked away and picked up by the Tigers. 5-point basketball game still, 2:27, and stolen right back, and
Oh, wow. It
stayed in play. Wow. I don't know that I've ever seen that. And the Tigers go down with Fat Winston and lay it in. Boy, I'm telling you what, trying to save it in right there was Charlotte Kelly, and that thing just sat on the in play, wouldn't roll either way.
It was 5 feet from me, and I've never seen that, but it did. We're going to have a foul on the play, as I believe.
It just stopped.
Yeah, that ball did stay in bounds, and Chillsburg took advantage of it, went down and got a basket, but Anna Kate Blair fouled on this end, and that's going to put the Fayetteville Lady Wolves at the line as Chillsburg's over the limit.
And it also is either 2 or 3 now on Winston, so Coach Flanord will sit his star guard. And she has really emerged for the Tigers. A lot of upside. Blair from the free throw line can't hit her first. And we talked about the Wolves starting 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Since then, just 2 of 6. Make it 2 of 7. Tigers rebound the basketball, going the other way with D. Towns. Over it goes to Shaylee Dallas. Drives in, back to Keith. Up top it goes to Paris Jones. Jones with a lot of playing time today. Here's D. Towns over in the corner for 3. Offensive rebound once again. Makia Mack, she's just hurt the Wolves on the glass, as has Keith. Another offensive rebound, another offensive rebound, another offensive rebound. I mean, this is 6 and 7 times Coach Barnett's team just not having a good time on the glass, and the Wolves go back down by 9.
Well, without Katie Brasher in the game, that's what's going to happen to you. And Micaiah Mack, along with Malia Keith and D. Towns, finally got the bucket. But, you know, just when Fayetteville was starting to get back into the game, now it's 22-13.
And here is Blair trying to drive in with that floater. It was there, just unable to get it to go. And then she ties up Malia Keith to force a jump ball. It'll stay with Childersburg.
You talked about the playing time that Micaiah Mack's getting. One of Childersburg's best ball players, and I don't know if she's just under the weather or what, she's on the bench. But Kari Mallory, you've seen her play. She's probably the best talent that Childersburg has.
Yeah, very versatile. She can do a lot of different things with the basketball, can play guard or forward for Coach Flanord, and she's just a lot of different things she can do, not available today. And the Tigers just turned the ball over, so Coach Barnett and the Wolves will have 48 seconds to work with in the half. We'll see if they try to hold for a shot or if they just run the offense. Here's McGinnis over, and they're trying to get a pass to
Katie Brasher.
Man, goodness.
Not Katie Brasher. Katie Bullard. I don't think she's on the list. No, she's not on the roster, but that's Katie Bullard.
Katie Bullard tried to catch that ball and just could not. Too much mustard on the pass. Here's another offensive rebound by Malia Keith, and Fedwell just cannot grab the ball. And Childersburg's on the ground with it, and a jump ball is called, and it'll go back to Fedwell. Oh, 18 seconds. Wolves unable to once again get a rebound, but they get out of it with a jump ball. Good active hands on the ground by Bullard. Here's Blair trying to beat the trap, and she is knocked down to the ground. And nothing intentional by Shaylee Dallas. That's just the way that these Childersburg guards play you. They're very physical. They like to bump you with their legs because a lot of refs let that go. And that time it went on for a minute, and then Blair was tripped up, and she gets herself to the free throw line. And these can be huge free throws. You can go from 9 to 7 with 14.8. See if Blair can knock these down. And she's perfect on the first.
And Briley Payton will check in for the Lady Wolves.
Coach Barnett also showing you that he is not afraid to go pretty deep onto that bench. Blair second, rims out. 22-14, Childersburg back down the other way. D-Towns, nice pass in the corner. It goes to Jones, had a good look at a three. Offensive rebound by the Tigers, and there'll be a foul called on the drive from Makia Mack.
That'll be Bullard.
But you know what? Honestly, not a bad foul by Bullard. You force him into a side-out situation. You don't give up an easy look at the rim. And at corner it goes, and clock's ticking. She's just got to fog it up. D. Towns was there. That was Paris Jones' desperation three. And it fell right into D-Town's hands. She made the shot, but not in time. The Wolves come back to trim it to 8. 22-14, Childersburg over the Fedville Wolves going into the half.
Yeah, we're at halftime of Game 3. We'll update you on everything else that's going on the first two games and what will follow today's game here. We'll do that when we come back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. You're listening to it right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"Ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra."
But what you could say is,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them. Online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
When the temperature drops, don't bundle up inside. Heat your home the smart way with an American Standard system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Trusted for performance and built to last, American Standard delivers comfort that goes the distance. Call the local pros who know how to keep you cozy all winter long. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Are you looking for a financial institution that treats you like a partner? At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're a shareholder. Enjoy better rates, personalized service, and a range of financial products, including auto loans, mortgages, and business loans. Whether you're purchasing a home, refinancing, or investing in your business, Sycamore is here to help you achieve your financial goals. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega, or apply online today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside with you. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley, and, of course, Jacob Bassett here at Lincoln High School, home of the Golden Bears, where they'll be in action with the girls in a couple of games. Let's go ahead and tell you, first of all, right now it is 22-14. Childersburg over Fayetteville. That is on the girls' side. The Lady Tigers with an 8-point lead over the Lady Wolves right now as they play here at halftime of that game. Earlier today, we'll update you on what happened this morning. It was the Winterboro girls, who were ranked very high in every poll that you can possibly imagine in the state of Alabama in Class 1A. They are now 21-2 on the year, as they just hammered the B.B. Comer Lady Tigers 80-20 today. And in game two, you saw the Childersburg Tiger boys basketball team. Coach Johnny Johnson, Coach Jared Wallace just really, really put their wheel on the Fayetteville Wolves as far as defensively, only allowing 20 points on the side for Fayetteville today, as the Tigers win that one, going away 63-20 today over the Fayetteville Wolves. And right now it is the Lady Tigers of Childersburg 22 and the Lady Wolves of Fayetteville 14. So that's where we are at halftime. Now, following this game, you got three more games you can watch today. Next up, it'll be the B.B. Comer Tiger boys. They will be taking on the Winterboro boys, with whoever wins that game will be taking on the Childersburg Tigers for the small school county championship. And then after that boys game, at around 3:30 today, will be the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears. They are the number one seed in the large school county tournament. They'll be taking on Mumford, and then following that, we'll have the nightcap for you as the Sylacauga Lady Aggies will be playing the Talladega Lady Tigers. So lots of basketball action still left for you today. You got time to come up and watch a lot. plenty of food in the concession stand. And, of course, one price gets you in to watch all day. And then, of course, you can get home in time enough tonight to watch the Natty. But we'll be back with more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show. When we come back, you're listening to it right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and also the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Wolves Sports Network. We'll be back.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Speaking of Ineos, let me remind you that on Wednesday they will have a job fair at the Talladega Career Center from 9 in the morning until 12, 9 to 12 on Wednesday, this Wednesday, for Ineos USA of Childersburg. So check that out by going to the Talladega Career Center. All you need is your resume, and you may just walk away with a great-paying, great-benefit job, okay? That's going to do it for the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show. When we come back, our guys will have the second half for you. 22-14, Childersburg over Fayetteville in the girls' action right now. We'll step aside for 10 seconds for station identification, and then after the break, we'll come back with your second half action.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Worried about pests invading your home or business? Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. From rodents and termites to bugs and hornets, their experts handle it all. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services tailored to fit your needs. Call 256-378-6903 today or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Protect your space. Call today.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School, home of the Golden Bears. We're at halftime of game three, 22-14. Childersburg's Lady Tigers over the Lady Wolves of Winterboro right now. And for third quarter action, I'm going to let the guys kind of handle it a little bit more. They did a great job. And, of course, I'm trying to save my voice as I got two more of these to call. So here we go with quarter three, and it looks like that the Lady Wolves will have the first possession, KJ.
Right here in front of us, Fedville will get this thing going. 22-14, 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. As it's just underway, KJ McCurley, David McCurley, and Jacob Bassett along for the ride. A.K. Blair in trouble, picks up her dribble. Ball goes over, trying to get it to number 11, Charlotte Kelly. Back it goes to Blair. Bad passes, and Fedville almost turned it over about three times.
Yeah, very fortunate there. And I was a little late getting my superlatives for the scoring. After this, I'll let you know.
And Brasher caught the ball on the post as Childersburg bit on the steal. A good opportunity to cut this thing to six, and she just couldn't finish in the paint. And here is Fat Winston with the basketball for the Tigers. Blair hits the ball, makes her pick up her dribble. Ball goes over to Shaylee Dallas, and yeah, that's a push. Kelly got beat on the play, and a little bit too much on number two, Shaylee Dallas, and ref blows the whistle. It'll be Childersburg's ball out of bounds with D-Towns.
And D-Towns, the leading scorer for the game so far, with 7 points.
And here is Towns off the pass from Keith. Tough floater as Brasher really made her work for that one, as well as Kelly coming over to help. It's deflected out of bounds off of Fedville, so it'll stay with Childersburg. But you love that good paint defense.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And Anna Kate Blair for the Wolves has 5, so that's your leading scorers at the half.
Winston, ball in. Nice pass to Keith. Keith couldn't get it to go. Layup for Keith. Still can't get it to go. Malia Keith with 3 offensive rebounds, and she could not put the ball in. Childersburg still gets the ball, basketball, and they are just killing Fedville in the paint. At 7 offensive rebounds, Jacob?
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, that is tough, tough to give up that many offensive rebounds and try to have a chance to win. Childersburg knocks the ball out. A.K. Blair was trying to drive past Fat Winston, and it'll stay here with Fedville. Blair up top, and now they put Micaiah Mack on her. And see what, Max looked really good in this game. And she forces a turnover here, down on the floor with the basketball. And she gets the ball over to Fat. Nice play going down to the floor. Good pass, handing it off. That's really nice by Micaiah Mack.
Yeah, Fedville tried to work the ball inside right there and just couldn't finish.
And Childersburg here with the basketball, 24-14, just inside 6 minutes to go in the second half. D-Towns tries a three, and it's an air ball, knocked out of bounds by Shaylee Dallas. Fedville will take over.
And a rare air ball from Towns.
Yeah, Towns has not shot the ball well at times today. Blair over to Brasher. Brasher tried to get it inside to Kelly, and it was almost threw away. It will stay here with Fedville. Really good anticipation by Fat Winston. Here are the Wolves. We'll try to get the ball in bounds, and I mean, Manus just threw it right to Micaiah Mack. And here's Towns with the ball, crossover dribble inside, and they call a foul for, I believe they get
Addie Stanley
on a reach. And that is the call. Good call by the official. 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Fedville still on the trailing end. Here is Childersburg, and this is where they've just been really good. Getting in the paint, not making shots, but getting 6 offensive rebounds at times. And here we have it again.
And a foul.
Shaylee Dallas drives in, doesn't get the ball to go in, and an offensive foul on the rebound, I believe, on Michaela Keith, trying to clear space and just a little too much. And Keith will come out of the game, substituted in. Jada Anderson.
And nobody from either team right now really in foul trouble other than Kennedy Manus with 3.
Yep, Wolves doing a good job of staying out of foul trouble, as are the Tigers. Brasher, nothing there, nicely gets it back up top to reset.
Here is Charlotte Kelly with the ball, and D-Towns just straight took it from her. You got to be precise with your moves when you're going against this young lady. Bad pass by Towns, trying to get it to Winston. It ricochets over to Paris Jones. She can't get it to go. Rebound won't go, and Fedville finally retains possession.
Good defensive rebound there.
Yeah. Three times in this time instead of six. Yeah. I think Coach Barnett will say, well, that's better.
That is better.
And Coach Barnett and Coach Flanor going at each other. Very good friends. Good look for Manis. And man, it just didn't go.
Or that was Stanley.
Stanley, I'm sorry, gets a wide open three-pointer in the corner. That's a good look for this offense. It just didn't go in. Tigers will reset it with Winston. Over in the corner, it goes to D-Towns, and that looked good when it left her hands. You can't let her have that much clear airspace. She is excellent at set shooting.
D-Towns is very Brandon Calhoun-esque. If you leave them in space, they're not going to miss.
And she canned the three to give the Tigers their biggest lead of the night at 27-14, a 13-point game. Lady Wolves still not out of it, playing hard, and you see Stanley coming out. Ball goes over to D-Towns. Nice drive. Gets by her defender, trying to step through the double team. Gets it back up top, or tries to anyway, to Shaylee Dallas. And A.K. Blair is just making it tough on her. She had to go all the way back to the court to get it. She is relentless.
Had that grin from ear to ear right there.
And just loves it. Here it is. Towns gets an open look from three off of a good pass, really good pass by Fat Winston. For offensive rebound, the ball goes to Paris Jones. She can't get a three, and Fedville clears the rebound nicely with Morris. Blair. Crossover dribble, bad pass, D-Towns, good anticipation over Henley McGinnis. McGinnis did good to get back into the play. Towns just finished, and this is the biggest lead of the night for the Childersburg Tigers at 15. Here's Kelly, might have got away with a travel. Good thought to try to get it inside to McGinnis or Brasher. Each had a post up, but active hands by D-Towns knocked the ball away. 3:04 to go in this third quarter. A tough time scoring for the Lady Wolves today. And that was deflected, so Blair can go in the backcourt and get it. And Kelly had to just save it in bounds.
I think that was unintentional, by the way.
Yeah, didn't catch the pass cleanly and just, as you said, caught a break. Sometimes that's how it has to be. McGinnis. Good bounce pass back over to the inbounder, Morris. Over in the corner it goes to Kelly. Out of bounds. The Wolves are making two good passes, and then I think the entry pass inside is what we're rushing right now.
And Childersburg's defense doing a great job to get to the ball.
No doubt about that. They are great at what they do. And there right on cue is a steal by Shaylee Dallas. Driving down and gets the layup.
You know, guys, I think we're going to have a timeout here by Al Barnett. I'll finish my thought when we come back. We'll take a timeout with them. 31-14, Lady Tigers over the Lady Wolves right now. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
A little quick on the trigger there for me. Listen, guys, I was going to say, you know, one of the things that's lost in high school basketball is the bounce pass. And these passes that the Lady Wolves are making are real loopy and, you know, kind of slow. And if you let Childersburg get in the way of it, they're too big and too quick.
Yeah, right. Good call. The pass is, it's not just throwing it to who's open. You got to know how to do it, and you got to know when it's time to pull out each type of pass. A very good point And the Wolves find themselves down by 17 on part of some turnovers and some great defense by Childersburg. Here's an open three from Paris Jones, short arm, and outrunning is Blair. Over for the Wolves, it goes to Kelly. Can't finish the layup, and nice follow-up rebound by Anna-Kate Blair. Running the floor the whole way down. She's just a great point guard, but great job by Kelly to stay with her. Tigers drive down. That's excellent defense down low to cut that off by McGinnis. Childersburg will have to reset with Towns. Towns over it goes to Paris Jones. Could have shot it. We'll get it over back to Towns. Towns with a nice spin move, mid-range shot. That was pretty, but just a little long.
Yeah, and a good defensive set there for the Lady Wolves.
Yep, forced a long two. Those can be tough shots sometimes. Don't know what, how much or how little to put on it. If you get it over, here's Anna-Kate Blair for three. That was a good look, probably the best three-point look she's had all game, and she just couldn't quite get it to go. Would have really helped the Wolves' cause.
And that's a credit to the Tigers' defense.
Yeah, they have really made it tough for Blair and McGinnis and these other shooters for the Wolves to really get going. As offensive rebound for the Tigers, once again, we've said that at least 20 times today, and they make it work again going up 17. Kelly picks up her dribble, and because of that, she forces a bounce pass. And I tell the guys this, the Federal boys, do not pick up your dribble unless you know where you're passing it or you're fixing to shoot the basketball. You just beg for the defense to trap you any else time you do it.
Peyton and Manus will check back in for the Lady Wolves. I didn't see who checked in and checked out for the Tigers across the way.
Looks like they're close to the same. Number 40, Jada Anderson, will be back out, as well as Micaiah Mack. Other than that, it's still the starters. Here's Malia Keith over to number 40, Jada Anderson, and that was a good penetration. And really, I thought that was a travel, but they're going to get a foul call.
On Briley Payton.
And that was definitely a foul.
Oh, most definitely.
It was a foul. So could have called travel, could have called a foul. Childersburg will shoot free throws 33 seconds exactly in the third quarter.
And Peyton, one of those two call-ups from the junior high team that Al Barnett did. And Peyton's a pretty – she's a good shooter too.
Yeah, there's a lot of 8th, 9th, and 10th grade athleticism across the way for the girls and the boys. It's not translating right now, but, man, there's a lot that Coach Barnett and Coach Moore are very, very excited about. Second free throw went in, but another line violation will wipe it clean. 33-16, still the score, 33 seconds to go. Blair over to Kelly. Kelly back to Blair. Blair will get it across, and she'll get it over to McGinnis.
Oh.
And just got to watch your passes, and you see Blair automatically say, my bad, just threw it a little too close to the line. Those are the little mistakes that are just keeping this basketball program, girls and boys, from getting to that next level. These guys and girls are learning. Here's Fat Winston on the drive. That great double-team cutoff by McGinnis, and she gets it over to Malia Keith, and a step-three move. Hey, you're playing the percentages right there. You're cutting off a shooter.
And right there, miscommunication.
Yep. Passing has plagued Fedville this half today as McGinnis is going over and telling Coach Barnett, hey, nobody's there. I'm trying to throw it where it needs to be, but nobody's there. Maybe not lined up correctly. 4 seconds, time for Childersburg. They'll get it in. This is Malia Keith. She'll get it up and almost got it to go. A little short and a little too far to the left. 35-16 will be the score when we start the fourth quarter in just a few minutes.
Vansant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites.
Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood. WharfCasualSeafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back to Lincoln High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you. 35-16 with the fourth quarter being brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control. They will have our fourth quarter action for you. Last quarter, and see if Fayetteville can mount a comeback or the Lady Tigers will move on and unfortunately have to take on the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, that it's like choosing to see who's got to take down Goliath with a half of a stone. When you talk about Winterboro's Lady Tigers, they're just a level ahead.
Yeah, they played pretty sound basketball this morning.
Here's Towns on a step-through move, and you saw Manus get ran off the three-point line, and she drove right in on top of it, and they're going to get Manus with a foul, and they call it on her, and that's, as you said, number four. Towns gets herself back to the line. Where she airballs. This is not, as you said earlier on the jump shot, you don't see that from Towns very often. But also play a lot of minutes. All of these players for Childersburg, they play a lot of minutes. Coach Flannery really only uses about 8 or 9 players, so the ones that do play, they play a lot. As that time, the second free throw is a little long. Usually how it works, Jacob, you fire the first one short, you throw the next one too far.
And, you know, talking about minutes after this one right here, you'll see a lot of Kelly and Blair on the floor throughout the game. Those are two that Coach Barnett's really keen on, and that's two you really see on the floor for 30, 35 minutes out of a – or no, not 35, I think of football quarters, 20 minutes, or maybe 2 minutes – sitting down time.
Yeah, they just don't sit very often, and you see why and what happens when the basketball is not in one of those two players' hands. The last two possessions, not good passes by the Wolves into no man's land, and Kelly will come out, and she's had a tough game. She's had the D-Towns matchup on offense, and she's not been able to work herself free on the other end. Here's an air ball by Paris Jones, and it comes right to, looks like McKinney on the play, and made the shot, but did she travel?
No, that was Keith. They gave her a charge.
Wow, that's
So Morgan was able to keep her feet set. A good play by Layla Morgan there.
Yeah, not that is a really good play, as you said. Takes the charge with unlikely ways. And another bad pass from Bedville. Childersburg gets into the passing lane. Nice play. Ran the best break beautifully over to Fat Winston for two. Here's Morgan getting double teamed on the press. Over to McGinnis. McGinnis will get it across, and then Winston just knocks it out of her hands. These girls are going to have to understand the guards for Childersburg are too quick. You're going to have to do it with passes. We're not going to be able to out-dribble and out-quick these guards. Got to get the team
and
involved.
And, you know, we saw a lot of this last Tuesday against Horseshoe Bend with the constant press, and, you know, we had to figure it out.
Still a very young basketball program are this Fayetteville Lady Tiger, Fayetteville Lady Wolf team, and the boys as well. Still a young program.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of talent on this Lady Wolves team.
There was a missed jumper and a tie-up on the rebound. That was Manus for the Wolves, and it looked like D-Towns for the Tigers going to the ground after the ball. And alternate possession goes to the Wolves. McGinnis will throw it in. Gets it over to Bullard. Back to McGinnis. McGinnis checked at half court, and there is a call on Fat Winston. A little too much bumping over there on the sideline, and the ref will blow the whistle. And 39-16, 6:15 to go in the game. Childersburg kind of took control late in that second and start of the third quarter is when they made their run. And Fayetteville needs one of their own to stick in striking distance.
Morgan in trouble, picked up her dribble when she shouldn't have. Gets it over to Addison Stanley. Back to Morgan. Morgan with a nice floater. Can't get it. Batted around in there. Rebound goes to the Tigers. Advance pass to Winston. Nice over entry fee to Malia Keith, and she finishes for two.
And the thing with this Lady Wolves team, you're losing four seniors, but it's always the next man up in 1A, and I believe they have a really good group coming up.
Yeah, they do, and they're going to get some of their nucleus from this team back next year. It's not all off to graduation. As we've already told you, Henley McGinnis still several years to get better.
And Briley Payton. Layla Morgan.
Yeah, Layla Morgan, we saw her earlier this season as she hits her first free throw. We saw her hit a game-tying jumper from the corner, banked in. That was just ridiculous how she even got the shot up.
And that was against Comer.
Yeah, definitely potential there as she misses the second one a little short. Childersburg gets the rebound, and they're just too quick on the other end.
Yeah, we need to get back on defense quickly.
Yeah, if you don't, you see what happens. Here's Bullard, gets it across half court pretty nicely. I thought she was fouled by number 11, Makia Mack, but Mack picks the ball up and a really good pass over to Shaylee Dallas for two. 45-17 now. Here's Addie Stanley. Not a good feed, trying to get it to Bullard. Look at Bullard on the floor for the basketball. I think that has anything to do why Coach Barnett called her up.
She's very tough.
Not afraid to get on that basketball court.
And she fouls right there.
Well, she didn't allow the easy layup, but, you know, that's something that Coach Limbaugh's assistant coach, Shane McKee, back in my day would have said, that's good defense. Did you allow anything easy? Nope. Then you played good defense. And right there it was for the Tigers, making Keith go to the free throw line where she is hit or miss, and that was a miss. 45-17, 4:51 to go in the game. You start to see Coach Barnett kind of go towards the bench a little, and Molly Chrysler and
Briley McDonald
also getting out there. Here's Keith with a high free throw. That one was pure. Got that high release as a center. Here's Layla Morgan trying to bring the ball up the court. She does. They set the trap up. Briley McDonald catches the ball, throws it up. Almost gets it to go. Here's Molly Chrysler with the rebound. Could have went up with the shot. Doesn't. And the rebound by Malia Keith, and then she dribbles it off of Layla Morgan's foot. Thought it might have been off hers, but it's off Layla Morgan's foot. And it'll be Childersburg basketball.
There's mass substitutions for the Lady Tigers now.
Yeah, you kind of got both benches out there now for each team getting some time. This is a much improved set of basketball teams. You can talk about another team that lost a lot last year in Coach Flanorid's Lady Tigers, and how quickly they've just still been nearly as good this year from a record-wise. As here's they get three offensive rebounds once again, and Shaylee Dallas gets back to the line.
And Chrysler called with that foul. But yeah, I think as long as Coach Barnett, you know, hangs around, and the way that the junior high girls played this season, you know, a very successful season for a Fayetteville Lady Wolves junior high team, there's a lot of good athletes coming up.
Yeah, there's a pool of athleticism, no doubt about it. And that is true. If this goes in, their clock will run the rest of the way, as it would then become a 30-point contest, and it does go in. So you'll see there, 47-17, 4 minutes to go in the game. Morgan dribbles it up for Fayetteville. Let's see if the Lady Wolves can make it a little more respectable, get some good offensive firepower going. Bad pass, but it comes to Batesel. She gets it over to Morgan. Bullard back to Morgan. Lady Wolves playing catch with it very nicely. Had Morgan looked up and down in the paint, she would have saw Batesel. There, Batesel does get it a little late. And how about this? Lena Batesel gets fouled, gets herself to the line. getting to work with her mom closely at the school, and what a very good family that is. Wonderful Oscar teacher, or it's called SOAR now at the school, as Batesville hits the first free throw. Batesville again. This one's a little long. Look at Molly Chrysler getting that hand up and getting the deflection back out to Batesville, and the Wolves will reset.
Oh, I think Buller just missed a shot right there.
Here's Morgan trying to drive in through two people. It comes to Briley McDonald. She can't get it to go. And look at Briley get on the floor and draw a jump ball.
And it'll stay with the Wolves.
And this is why she's a favorite.
Yes.
Because she just does whatever is needed by any means necessary. 47-18 now, 2:40 to go with that running clock in the game. Batesville, good pass to Morgan. Morgan tries to get a three up, and she was fouled.
They're going to say she was deep on the two. Other side of the line, okay. So a deep two.
Foot on the line, so it is a deep two. But how about the pass, finding Morgan out over all of the traffic? I mean, this Lady Wolf reserve team with a good spark of energy for Coach Barnett is Morgan. Leaves the first one a little short. Hey, you said it. You got to look at the big picture of what's coming up for the Fayetteville Wolves on each side, and I think there's just a lot to like.
And, you know, Coach John Limbaugh, even with what we lost in football this year, he seems pretty high on what we have coming back. So athletes everywhere.
Yeah,
right now.
The 8th through 10th grade bunch, talking with all of the coaches, Coach Moore, Coach Thomas, Coach Limbaugh, Coach Barnett, that 8th through 10th grade bunch are the three grades that are circling, because you have, you know, guy-wise, Jet Liner and Blayton Cantrell, when they take the floor together as a starting backcourt next year, that's going to be something to behold.
And even the 7th grade bunch, I think everybody in the 7th grade, for the most part, at least 75-80%, plays some kind of sport.
Yeah, they do. They're just active. As you see Layla Morgan being active and trying to get a paint touch, misses the layup. Here's the Lady Tigers back down the other way as we have Ashley trying to draw a foul. Can't get it to go. As now Ashley Bryant, Aaliyah Bryant, will get the call.
And that'll be
free throws.
Free throws. So this will pretty much run the clock out.
Yeah. It'll take a good chunk of it anyway. And will it be Bullard shooting? It will. So Bullard has a chance to get herself into the scoring column. And clock's not supposed to stop on free throws if it's running. Or is it?
I don't know, but hey, she'll sink the first one, though.
Yeah, as soon as they give them the ball, it stops for them to shoot the free throws, and then it starts right back.
And two for two. Right there for Bullard. Wow, this young class, we keep telling you, 47-20, a lot to like for this Tiger
look
team. Look at Bullard getting the steal and going in and driving hard and getting herself back to the line, just not giving up. You got to love it. And you know what? They get lax up there dribbling the ball. Go steal it from them. And that's something that Coach Flanord will not be happy about. But this game in hand, 47-21, the Tigers did what they had to do in quarters one through three. Really, that second and third quarter is what made the difference.
Well, you got to think, too, this is a lot of young girls on the floor for Childersburg as well, too.
Both teams really looking to the future right now, what's on the court. What you're seeing on the court, you're going to see for most of which for several more seasons for each team. And Bullard, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. That's something Coach Barnett will be excited about. And here we go with Towns across half court.
And that'll definitely run it out.
Bullard deflects it out of bounds. The final's going to be Childersburg 47 and Fayetteville 22. The Lady Tigers take down the Lady Wolves, and Childersburg beats Fayetteville again today.
So the first championship game is set for the small schools girls championship, which will be Wednesday evening at 5:30. It will be the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs at the number 1 seed playing the number 2 seeded Childersburg Lady Tigers.
Guys, I appreciate you all helping me today. We've got another game to do, two more games to do. R.J. Burns is going to be helping me with those. But y'all's thoughts on not only the Childersburg Lady Tigers over the Fayetteville Lady Wolves, but also your thoughts on Childersburg and Fayetteville's boys.
Well, I thought Childersburg played aggressive in the boys' game early. I thought that they had a good start. They did what they had to do to get themselves to a double-digit lead, and then they just took care of that lead. I thought that the Wolves handled that really tenacious full-court pressure for the most part pretty well. There wasn't too many awful decisions with the ball. A lot of shots just didn't fall, and in the second half, Brandon Calhoun just gets hot right there. Overall, a decent performance for the guys, and out here, the girls, much like the boys, took control in that late second, early third quarter, and just none able to recover were the Wolves. Both basketball teams with a lot still left in each season. I'm excited for each of them.
Yeah, you just couldn't find the answer. The Wolves just couldn't find the answer for Towns or Calhoun, you know, boys or girls. And, you know, you would have had better success should you have been able to find the answer for that. But the press that the boys did, that Childersburg press really got to the Fayetteville boys. Wolves. That's almost like what the girls saw last week. You had to find an answer for that press.
No doubt about it. And I think this team, as far as Childersburg, getting to play, Wednesday next? So I'll be looking forward to coming out and seeing them again as well. And Fayetteville will have a very pivotal region matchup with Verbena on Friday. If you're a Fayetteville Wolf fan, come out and support the Wolves on Friday. If you're a Tiger fan, come out and support the Tigers on Wednesday and Friday as well.
And, of course, like I said, the first championship game being set as the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs, who were victorious over B.B. Comer earlier this morning, they will now face the Childersburg Lady Tigers on Wednesday at 5:30, as Childersburg's Lady Tigers just defeated the Fayetteville Lady Wolves.